Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Hello. Another Manic Monday. Let's have some fun. I don't know what to begin with. Yeah, it's going to be hot. You know any older people? Make sure they're hydrated. Get them some Gatorade. Or just if they need to go to the store. If you're going to the store anyway and you're younger, why don't you ask if they need anything so they don't have to go up? That would be a nice thing to do. Alrighty. Let's get the show going with my favorite, of course, Mr. Tom Caruso.
My family and my friends agree, no one means more to me than me. One thing that I'll never do is give a second thought to you. You may complain or remonstrate about the way I operate. I say, what the hey? Find a way to love me anyway. You may say it's hard to find a way to keep you on my mind, because it seems eventually my thoughts always return to me. No matter how you try to gain my eye, interest will slowly wane. You'll fade into gray. Find a way to love me anyway. Maybe you'll try to ignore me, resisting the heel of my boot. You'll damn all others before me, because I am so cute. On the day that I was born, a gypsy did my mother warn. The one who falls in love with me will suffer pain and misery. And her words came true, you see. This is as close as I can be. You'll make out okay if you find a way to love me anyway. That's undeniably true. It would be more realistic if you loved me as I love me too. I have built up quite a wall, so it's up to you to make the call. Somehow you might break on through. At least that's what I'd think if I were you. That if you stick with me, I'll come around gradually. That may be so. You'll never know unless you find a way to love me
anyway. Oh, sorry about that. Did we go silent? That was quick. Hi, Betty Jo Tucker's in the house, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And this Tuesday, she'll be doing Meryl Streep. You want to tune in for that? That's going to be fun. Here we go, a little murmur.
A year has passed, and your family wants you to know it's time to laugh, to have a blast. There's so little time left to go. You may have regrets, your dreams may die, your grip with failure getting firmer. We love you, Dad. You're quite a guy that's named Burl Murmur. Thanks, kids.
Isn't that wonderful, Burl? All our little murmurs have sacrificed themselves selflessly to buy you that tie clasp. I have never been so moved in my entire life.
Charles, Gert, Burbert, you three kids are the greatest gifts any man could have. And now this tie clasp. Eesh. I'm so thrilled. I never knew a man could be as thrilled as this. Thank you all so much.
I wrote the poem. Burbert picked the gift and Gert drew the picture. Oh, Gert. What a lovely rendition of it.
It's a drawing of how I view the aftermath of World War III, which is inescapable due to the short-sighted political moves of your generation, leaving us, the fledglings, to deal with the apocalyptic consequences. I didn't want to tell you, but I must. I am so outraged by the hypocrisy. I'm marrying Sludge. We're joining the cult of egotism and moving to Guam to form an ashram for those people who can type but don't want to.
Gert, why, I don't understand.
I love Sludge, he loves me, and that is that.
Dad, I didn't want to say anything, but since Gert dropped her load, I might as well do the same. I will accuse of manslaughter, and seven people witnessed it.
Burbert.
I'm going to plead insanity, though, of course. It should be no problem to prove because of my effervescent wit and dazzling charm. It should be no problem. You'll be real proud of me, yes.
Some birthday this has turned out to be. I'm destroyed, utterly destroyed. I never knew a man could be as destroyed as this.
Burbert. Manslaughter? Why, you can't even watch us carve a turkey.
It was self-defense. I mistook a cane for a gun.
Manslaughter? If you were going to slaughter someone, don't you think it could have been Sludge?
Huh, that's a fine thing to say about your future son-in-law, the man I love.
Now stop, everybody. I have some news, too.
Well, what's it going to be, Cheryl? A disease? An abortion? An addiction? What?
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but I've been accepted into the Oxford University School of Journalism. The novella that I submitted with my application has earned me the Fulbright Scholarship for the entire duration of my studies there. My collection of poems and short stories has been honored with the Eudora Welty Award for Alliteration, and it has been bought for publication by Viking Penguin Press with the contingency that I accept a very lucrative lecture tour voicing all the glimmering possibilities of a poetic world.
Well, Cheryl, we always suspected there was a black sheep in the family. We never had an inkling it was you. But seeing that you're so articulate and seeing that this is your gift, I can't help but wondering what side of the family you get it from. The murmurs have always been introverted.
It couldn't be my side. My side of the family has always been uncomfortable with anything to do with words.
But it appears you've been gifted with this sort of thing, and if that is your life choice, we extend our continued love, support, and congratulations. Hey, honey, this is really your day, not mine.
What's so great about her? What about us?
We're grounded.
Yeah, but when you see my picture in the paper, you'll say, there's our precious son, Burger Murmur, the murderer.
I don't know what I'm going to say when I see your picture in the paper or on the nose. I'm done with the ornery, upstart attitude. I'm still the head of this household. I'll rule high with an iron fist. It might be my birthday. You might be singing. You might give me a pie. This story is not over yet. If I have anything to say about it,
want to pass them this down.
Happy birthday.
I don't think it's sound good to assume that I will fuck this off.
Within 2 years, and there's a term for that, suicidal. Now, if I had 2 kids in 1 year, I guess that would make me orthodox. But that's not the point, ladies and gentlemen. That's not the point. With the first baby, the doctor said to me, when the pain gets to be too rough, call us and we'll give you a pain blocker. And I said, too late. You should have given me a pain blocker for the first 5 years of my marriage. Hey, now. because I have a Jewish mother-in-law. Maybe these lights are too bright. You can't see because of the highlights. I'm a black woman with a Jewish mother-in-law. Now, you know the only thing we have in common is that we don't want to get our hair wet. Hey! That's real. So you know there was drama when we got the sonogram results because she was real excited. Okay, now that you know we're having a little girl, what I'd like to know is what you plan on naming that little Chachka, okay? Okay. Now, I realize there's a difference in the background with the African-American, colored, black, whatever you people call yourself these days. Seriously, I just don't want a name that's difficult to pronounce like Shaniqua. Because in my mind, I'm thinking of a name short but delicious like Hadassah or Goldie. Now, you know you don't have to be a Jew to know those are some jacked up names to give a good little black kid. You can't be running around in Harlem with their cousins, Rashida and Rashida. How's that going to sound? Yo, Hadassah, yo, Goldie, yo, my sisters, what's up? But I knew there was going to be drama from the moment I met my mother-in-law. Have you ever met someone in the first 5 seconds you say to your chief, I hate this bitch. I bet, really, seriously, painful, very painful. You know, it was my husband's fault. My husband, brilliant attorney, not always a smart husband, I'll tell you why. He decided to introduce me to his mother for Passover. For Pesach, Jewish people. In the car, on the way to the Passover Seder, he leans over and he says, look, we're not going to tell mommy you're black. I said, well, that's smart. She'll never notice. But she noticed, and that's when I noticed that Jews can't whisper. Have you noticed this, ladies and gentlemen? Because you know Latinos know how to whisper, you know what I'm saying? Like me, that's you don't do man, you know what I'm saying? You know how to whisper, you know, black people know how to whisper. Black people be like, you know what I'm saying, We don't know what we're saying, but we know how to whisper, and that's my point. Now I met Ruthie for the first time and I walked in, I'm trying to be real polite, and I said, Ruthie, thank you so much for having me. She said, oh, pleasure's all mine, have a seat. Elliot, put my pocketbook away. And then I looked at that ice on her fingers and said, baby, when you laying up in that ice, I'm going to be wearing that bling. So let's just be nice, okay? No, she's not. This is mine. Anyway, thank you for asking. Thank you. Nothing happened to my mother-in-law. Went to China. There was an earthquake. She got back to Brooklyn unscathed. I don't know how she does it. And these are not mother-in-law jokes because you can't make this up. This is just a crazy family I'm involved in. I mean, I met my sister-in-law for the first time. My sister-in-law has that North Jersey Jewish dialect and says, eh, at the end of every sentence, like a cat in heat. You know that kind of Jewish fraud? Hi, how are you? My name is Shelley Edelman. I'm the president of my temple in Marlborough, New Jersey. Eh. So, you know, I'm trying to get with the program, you know, so I'm like, how you doing? I'm Cinder Kronquist. Yeah. You know, I didn't know what was going down. And then she leans over to her husband, and I'm watching this whole scene, and she says, oh my God, Nia, look at her. She's got light eyes and light hair. What kind of a black person is she? I said, a black person who can hear, that too. I hear white people.
My girlfriend just dumped me.
Aw, maybe I can help.
You say your girlfriend dumped you when you feel like you've been cursed. But try and look on the bright side, it could always be much worse. Like you could break your dumbest hand or burn your tongue or corn on the cob. Or have your laptop charger fried and get demoted at your job. Like you could have a leaky roof or have your home go up in flames. Or get into an accident and have insurance reject your claim.
That's not so bad.
Oh yeah?
It could always be worse. You just wait and see. It could always be worse. Glad it's not happening to me. It could always be worse. How much worse could it be? Let's find out, shall we? Like losing all your income and turning to the streets, then rummaging through garbage cans just for a bite to eat. Like getting life in prison for a crime you didn't do, or coming down with smallpox, cholerized Kirby too.
Aren't those a little far-fetched? Maybe, but
it could always be worse, worse. You just wait and see. It could always be worse, worse. Glad it's not happening to me. It could always be worse.
Oh yeah.
How much worse could it be? Well, find out, won't we? So what if your girlfriend dumps you? You'll do fine on your own. It could always be much worse unless you die alone.
Oh,
oops. Well, you could drown in toxic waste or get impaled by a unicorn. Like being mistaken for an easy chair or stepping on a thorn.
And then being ripped apart by lions.
Like being enslaved by mountain men or flung from a trebuchet. Like being devoured by giant crabs or floating through the Milky Way.
These are ridiculous. Still,
it could always be worse, worse. But now I'm sure you can see it could always be worse, worse. Glad it's not happening to me. It could always be worse.
Oh yeah.
How much worse could it be? We found out, haven't we?
Fine, you win. It could always be worse.
You're welcome. Well, gotta go. I've got a date.
I love New York. I really love New York. I mean, where else could you come from any other part of the universe and be given an opportunity to drive a cab? We don't even care if you speak English. Come on in. Here's your cab. Here's your map. Go. And you know what I really miss about the cabs? They used to have celebrities telling us to buckle up. Do you think in India they had celebrities telling them to buckle up?
Hello. This is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance.
Hello, this is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello, this is the fly. Don't listen to Buddha. Don't listen to... Oh, no, not again.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the torch of freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking, walk over him, he's okay. We're walking, we're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church. Burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Taiping is not a town in China. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking. We're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking, we're walking, we're being mugged, we're getting mugged, we're bleeding, we're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers, we don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day. Everything else we let slide.
Speaking of New Yorkers, tomorrow, all around the country, you can listen to Betty Jo Tucker on Movie Addict Headquarters. She'll be doing a wonderful show based on Meryl Streep, and you don't want to miss that. I'm going to dedicate this next song to Betty Jo Tucker Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.
Meryl Streep is from the future. She has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine. Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine. Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics, magic Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Everybody, listen up!
Listen up!
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paychecks.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time.
Time!
To the very
time.
Beginnings of humanity, when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit Meryl, and then she will become supreme overlord of us all! Yeah! Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything, but in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. We don't turn back time and enslave all of humanity. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Hey, don't forget to catch Betty Jo Tucker tomorrow, Movie Addict Headquarters. Well, can you believe a half hour goes by so fast, like in 30 minutes? Thank you for tuning in today, and stay cool. Remember what I said, if you know any people out there, elderly, who can't get out, what should you do? That's right. You should go out and shop for them and bring them something cool to drink, like Gatorade. All right, Blog Talk Radio, tomorrow, Meryl Streep for films and performances. Have a happy ending.
Well, listeners, you've reached the end of the record.
Goodbye, 1943.
Oh, I wish I could relive it again.
You can. Just flip it over and start from the beginning.
Turn your record now to side A. We'll wait. I'm waiting.
Do you think anyone's listening right now?
Don't interrupt me. I'm praying.
Phoebe,
I'm praying that everyone's turning it back to side A.